You are listening to Adventures Within with Jennifer Moon and Robert Watkins. Adventures Within is brought to you by Faction 2 of The Revolution in partnership with Kaechung Radio. Faction 2 of The Revolution is committed to creating alternatives to the established orders of both the bourgeois culture of the fine art world and the spectacle arena of representations that constitute popular culture, in order to stimulate a new society that is both socially aware and politically motivated. Adventures Within is fervent in its mission to heighten awareness in and of the personal and private realms in order to realize and sustain political action. The segregation of the personal and the political, the public and the private, the individual and the populous, are no longer expansive. This is Adventures Within.
Hello? Hi, sorry, that was weird. My phone just rang, like, when I was about to start talking. Hello, hi. Welcome to another episode of Adventures Within. Tonight we have a really exciting show, because we have a guest co-host, my friend Kelly Jo Camp. Before she introduces herself, she's sitting right next to me, I just want to explain a reason why I have her come. I'm having her come on the show. The main thing is that Kelly and I, for how long has it been? I don't know, that we've been doing this ET stuff.
A good year.
Okay.
I think.
So yeah, for like the past year or so, we have this kind of like standing date that we have with each other that we would meet at the Starbucks and we would talk about like existential shit, like the meaning of life and stuff and like how we navigate and maneuver through life. And so we ended up calling it ET. It's our ET time. Yeah, existential talk time. And actually one of... That our talks was basically that kind of like the show, it's the seed of the show.
Yeah, we basically thought that what we were talking about was really interesting and that other people should listen
yes.
to it.
Yeah, because one day we were musing ourselves that we should record our ETs
yes.
or have like a video, what do you call it? Like a podcast, but a video podcast. And so when the time came for me to do the show, I thought about that, and that's kind of where Adventures Within was born. So that's why I'm having Kelly on tonight, because she is my Adventures Within partner. And so Kelly, would you like to introduce yourself and say anything?
Well, hi, Jennifer. Thank you for inviting me to co-adventure within here with you tonight. I'm just really happy to be here and excited and nervous and all of that stuff. So maybe we should just dive right into the adventure.
Okay, I'm excited. We're gonna do some adventuring within each other tonight. Okay, so the original topic of tonight's show was going to be irony and sarcasm versus earnestness and sincerity. But through the process of me working on the topic, I started like getting really uncomfortable or annoyed with the topic. So I was like paying attention to and honoring my feelings. And then I brought my feelings and concerns to Kelly. And then through a discussion, it changed to this new and improved topic of adventuring within another person with an invitation. So for those of you who listened to my last show, I relayed a cautionary tale warning against adventuring within someone else without an invitation. Tonight, Kelly and I are inviting the other to adventure within so that we can gain greater awareness of ourselves. As Michael Blomsterberg would say, sometimes we have blinders on and cannot see certain things about ourselves, and it takes the love of a trusted friend to point out our blind spots. And inviting someone to adventure within can be an amazingly expansive experience. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to do an exercise that I learned from Michael, and we'll do this one at a time. Here, let me quickly explain it, and we're going to talk about some other stuff before we get into the exercise. So this is how it's going to go. Let's say it's my turn. So if it's my turn, I'm going to state three to five core beliefs that I have. And these beliefs can be like beliefs that I have about the world, about other people, or about myself. Then Kelly will express the things about me that make her want to enter a relationship with me. So the draws, like what about me draws her into wanting to enter a relationship with me. And then she'll state the things that make her hesitate to enter a relationship with me. And then the last thing she's gonna say is if she feels emotionally safe with me. And then if I wanna say something, then I get the last word and then we switch. Or, you know, you can go first or we'll decide that like when the time comes.
We'll arm wrestle for it.
Yeah, or okay. We can do the Rochambeau. Is that what it's called? Rock, paper, scissors?
Sure.
Oh, we can do that. That's always fun. Okay. So, but before we get into it, I wanna explain why we start off by sharing three to five core beliefs. And Michael explained it as the following, and I found it to be really pretty accurate in my personal experiences with people and with myself. Mm-hmm. So as Michael pointed out, a lot of times we are not having relationships with people, but rather we are having relationships with their beliefs. And this goes both ways. A lot of times what I'm presenting is not my quote unquote true self, but rather my beliefs. And the thing is, it's not all the time. It's mostly when I'm feeling not safe, or I'm trying to prove something, or I'm feeling not enough, or not worthy, or not valuable. A lot of times are the times when those beliefs resurface and I start behaving in terms of my beliefs. So the idea is that if I truly want to see a person, if I truly want to see their light and their love, I must be able to see past their beliefs, like see through them and past them. And in order to do that, I must also be aware of my core beliefs, which often unconsciously dictate my perception, like how I perceive the world are based on what I believe the world to be, which then my perception then like shapes my feelings and then it controls how I interact with others. And I talked about this in previous shows, but let me just go over it really quickly one more time. So if I have, for example, like one of my core beliefs is that I think the world is a dangerous place. That belief, it shapes how I perceive the world. Then all of a sudden the world, like I'm constantly kind of either, I mean, the thing is like a lot of this happens like without my knowing it. So what will end up happening is that I will start gathering information to prove how the world is dangerous, you know, and I'd be hyper aware of like, oh, that's dangerous. That's a dangerous situation. That person seems dangerous and everything seems dangerous. That then creates like an emotional response when I interact with people, because I'm coming to this person thinking this person is dangerous. It then, like if something doesn't feel right, I'm gonna have an emotional response to it. That emotional response will then kind of like dictate my behavior, like how I interact with the person. So that's the whole idea of this, is to get, you know, is to, if once I'm aware of my core beliefs and I'm willing to be vulnerable and share it with someone I trust, then I'm more able to see when I'm in those beliefs, you know? So that's kind of like the whole idea of that. I'm reading my notes. Okay, yeah, if I'm able to share my beliefs with another, they will be able to see. Oh yeah, similarly, if I share my beliefs with another person, they will be able to see when I'm in my beliefs, because I've shared that with you and you're right. Like, oh, I see that. I see you're in that belief. And it kind of, it's, yeah. And this whole thing is to try to get to a point where I'm like fully free and present. And also it's also about like gaining greater understanding of other people. I have more understanding of myself than I have more understanding of other people. And it allows for greater compassion and vice versa. We are no longer caught up in each other's beliefs. Okay, so yeah, so that's the basis of the exercise. Do you have anything to say about that?
No, I'm just excited to get to it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have...
I want you to go first.
You want me to say...
Yes.
Say my...
Yes.
Wait.
Your beliefs.
Oh, and then you're going to tell me.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I had this thinking the other way around.
Wow.
See how that goes. Okay. So before we do that, let me just talk one more thing. Okay. One of the Four Agreements. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Four Agreements, but it's very like a popular spiritual kind of guide. Or I have actually never read it, even though I have the book. But it's by Don Miguel Ruiz. And so there's four agreements. And one of the four agreements is don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dreams. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. Now, what do you think of that?
Sounds pretty good. Yeah. I think that, you know, as we've talked about, it's a lot easier said than done. And then, you know, the question arises, well, how do I do that?
Exactly, yeah. And I think that's an important thing, because I think a lot of these spiritual things that I read, they talk about the end point.
Right.
They talk about like, oh yeah, don't just, you know, don't have disempowering beliefs or don't take things personally. And what I've experienced with myself and also seen in other people is that a lot of times, like I have this thought like, well, I'm not supposed to, you know, right, take this personally, so I'm not taking it personally. I'm not taking it personally, but really I am, but right, I'm like covering it up.
Trying
like,
to enlighten it away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to cover it up and be like, I know I shouldn't take it personally, so I'm just not. But I feel like it doesn't really work that way. And, you know, I think a lot of, I think I'd like to center discussion on like the process of getting to the point where I don't take things personally.
Right.
And I think part of that is like this exercise of identifying beliefs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And as you're talking about this, I'm thinking, you know, how, you know, how, that's the big question, how. And I think that, you know, it entails a willingness to be really uncomfortable sometimes. And I think that, you know, in this exercise that we're about to dive into, like, you know, I feel like you and I have a certain kind of relationship, which, you know, is kind of our platform for doing this. And it's kind of like the essence of our friendship. So I feel like with you and I, it's a little bit easier. But, you know, there's a potential to be very, very uncomfortable. And I feel like, you know, a lot of the how entails willingness to be uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Yikes.
And that's like, that's really difficult. I mean, I can like, and we talked about also that moment.
Ah, yes.
The moment of when it's about to happen.
The words are on the tip of their tongue, and are they going to come out or will they stay in?
Right. And I was thinking when I was like doing the dishes, like before the show, I was thinking about that moment.
Yeah.
And that is actually the moment that I'm scared of, because we've talked about this before, and like we talked about like what our fears are, and like I've said, like, I don't want to make you mad.
Right.
And hurt your feelings or something.
Right.
It's mostly the mad thing.
Right.
But then when I think about it, I'm like, will she really get mad? It's not that. It's like that moment that I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
That moment right before I'm about to say it.
Yeah. And your beliefs are probably really shouting at you. Your core beliefs are like,
yeah, like, she's going to get mad. Yeah. Don't do it. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And it's like that. Yeah. So I think
very palpable.
Yes. It's so interesting, the process, that process, and being able to be aware of it,
yeah,
and being like, okay, no, that's that thing,
yeah,
and like, but and it takes that when, and we've often talk about this, like, what is it that propels one to get past that moment,
right?
Because not, you know, like, some people seem to be able to do it, some people not, and like, what is that thing?
Right,
and
it's very mysterious.
Yeah, and I think you hit it in that it has to do with willingness,
right?
Like, at the willingness or the desire to want to, I don't know, grow or whatever it is.
Move through something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Move through something. I like that. It has to somehow trump that.
Right.
You know, and it's sometimes it's just that moment and like you gotta jump on it.
Right. You have to be very brave in a way.
Yes. Brave.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally brave and like have a lot of courage.
Yeah.
Because this shit is like totally scary.
Yeah.
You know? Let's see. Okay, we're gonna just get into exercise. I'm gonna tell you the fake scenario I had, but that's not important because I think we covered it. So, do you want to talk about like the things that excite you or scare you about this?
About
the exercise? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, with you, I mostly feel excited because I feel like we have, you know, like I said, it's kind of the basis of our friendship ever since, you know, we started getting close a couple of years ago. You know, the sorts of things that we talked about were, you know, pretty real, pretty nitty gritty. Like, this is, you know, this is me, this is what I think about the world, and, you know, what do you think? And a lot of that kind of interaction. And so I feel, you know, mostly excited because, as you know, we know that we're here to essentially to grow, you know, into and to share that with each other and, you know, other people who might be listening. So I feel like for me in this moment, the excitement outweighs the nervousness. But, you know, I think back to, you know, that time, you know, a couple last week or whatever that we were meeting and we were like kind of trying to hash out, you know, what we were going to talk about. And, you know, we were kind of going down a road and I was like, you know, it didn't seem like you felt good about it. And I kind of felt like, you know, is this interesting? And you, because you didn't really seem to think it was interesting, but I felt very afraid to say that, you know? And so in a moment like that, you know, there is definitely that fear of, you know, is this person going to, you know, be mad? Is she going to hate me? For me, it comes down to like, if I say the wrong thing, you know, we're not going to be able to be friends anymore. Right. Basically, I'm going to walk out that door. She's going to walk out that one. And that's the end of story, you know? But you know, in this case, I mostly just feel excited because I feel, you know, sometimes, you know, I go to the uncomfortable place. Like I push through, I say the uncomfortable thing and then it feels very liberating, you know? Mm-hmm. And, that's the reward.
Yeah.
And so I'm mostly excited right now.
Okay, good. Any fears? No fears?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay. Okay, that's good, because I have a fear.
You do?
Well, yeah.
I'm also
mostly excited.
Yes.
I am excited.
Yes.
I am excited because I trust you.
Yes.
I think a lot of it comes down to trusting myself.
Right.
And we talked about a little bit before the show about me not knowing what's my shit
right.
and what is actually your
right. my shit. I have
yeah,
shit
your
too.
Shit. Yeah.
It can be my shit.
I know. I was like, your. I couldn't even say it.
Believe me, Jennifer.
I'm like,
I have
you
shit.
You don't have shit. It's all me. But yeah, but like in thinking that like I'm reading this correctly, but I'm really
right.
not.
Right.
And that's one of my biggest fears
right.
is like being I guess, I don't know, like, not stupid, but, like, tricked.
Right.
Or, like, thinking that,
right.
you know, that I...
Like, I'm sitting here saying, hey, say anything. And then you say the one thing, I'm like, oh, no,
right.
you couldn't say
yeah.
that
and,
thing.
And then you're like, I thought
never
I
mind.
And then my thing is, like, I say something, and then I realize, fuck, that's not her shit. That's
yeah.
my shit.
Yeah.
You know, but maybe in the process, it will come to that.
Right.
And, you know, and I don't think you'll be like, you stupid
no.
bitch.
No. You really got that one wrong.
Yeah. So it's good to be able to express
yeah.
that. Okay, so you want me to say my
sure.
beliefs first, and you're going to you're going to say what you're hesitant for? And
yes.
Okay, all right, let me turn the chair around here a little bit. Okay. All right. So I'm going to say 3 to 5 of my core beliefs. And this was really difficult.
It was difficult?
Well, because I did this exercise in Michael's
right.
group, and I think they've changed a little.
Mm,
Some
yes.
of them are still the same, but I also like was really trying. I was like,
I think
really,
that's good if they change over time.
Yeah.
That's
a
good thing.
I think so too.
They evolve.
I just was not, like, I really wanted to, again, not trick myself.
Right.
I wanted to be honest. So it took me a little while
right.
to like, and like you talked about that process of like the surface beliefs.
Right.
And then like there's things underneath
right.
it. And like I guess I wanted to get to the
right.
core. Of
right.
it. So okay. So I'm just gonna go. Okay. So here I have four beliefs.
Okay.
First one is I believe anything is possible, which leads me to value magic, the currently unimaginable, the impossible, and the unknown above all else. My second belief is I believe that magic happens when I'm hyper aware and intensely present in the moment, which then leads me to believe that everything is important. Three. I believe we are all connected and can merge into one organism, which then leads me to believe I'm psychic.
Hmm.
Sometimes. And my last one is I believe I'm different in that I am driven by more intense forms of integrity, love, and courage. This also means I may not get the things that most people get, like a romantic one-on-one relationship or the success and recognition that other people may experience in their life. Now it's all you.
Okay, you're going to have to guide me a little bit here now. So I say to you, based on those beliefs, what makes me feel...
But you also know me.
Right.
So it could be just from personal experience.
Right.
So you can say, whichever one feels more comfortable, you can say the draws first or you can say the hesitations first.
Okay.
Whichever one.
I think that I will say the hesitations first. And, you know, this is something that, you know, since we've discussed the idea of this topic, I've kind of thought about. And I think that it kind of is related to your beliefs about magic. And I think that, you know, I respect your beliefs, and you know that, I hope. Yeah. But I think that, you know, I'm a different person and I have slightly different beliefs. And I know that there have been times and, you know, I'll use this in a, as an example. I'll try to make this quick. You know, about a year and a half ago, I was having, I guess, for lack of a better term, what would be a major depressive episode. And it was very frightening. And you were a very, like, you were a huge comfort and support through all of that. There did come a time, though, and this is the thing that's kind of scary for me to say, where I felt like a little bit, like, I think that, you know, you're to me, it seems, this is hard to know how to word. To me, it seems like the beliefs that you have about, you know, magic, and I feel like sometimes that translates to, like, thinking that a person can basically, you know, transcend or totally overcome their, you know, ego, self, whatever you want to call that very, very human part. And maybe I feel very defensive about my very, very human part. That's a weird thing to say, my human part, but you know what I mean. and I think that I felt like there came a time where, I don't know, it was a little bit hard for me because I felt like, I was probably a very frustrating case in some ways, because I know I was really reaching out to you a lot, and I don't think that that was your frustration, but I was just kind of like not, I was kind of sinking deeper, you know, I was kind of like sinking into some quicksand, and I kind of felt like, you know, maybe Jennifer thinks that I should just, like, you know, magically come out of this, you know, and, you know, before then and since then, I feel like, you know, sometimes when we have, you know, our wonderful ETs that mean so much to me, sometimes, you know, there comes a time where we disagree about things, and that's fine. And for me, I feel like sometimes I feel more like, you know, the defender of my, you know, humanness, my human side, whereas sometimes I feel like you are more of the mind of, you know, just transcend it, you know, and the magic and everything like that. And so that's really actually a very minor hesitation, because I know that through experience, because we've had so many experiences together, that, you know, at the end of the day, if I'm secure in what I believe, you know, relatively secure, not as in, you know, rigid or whatever, but relatively secure in what I believe to be true for me, as are, you know, you are relatively secure in what you believe to be true for you, like, we're good, mm-hmm. you know? And just as a side, like, that whole episode, whatever, like, I didn't come out of it feeling, you know, I'm left with the impression of you being just, like, a rock for me during that time, not as, you know, like, she thinks I should be different, you know. But that was something that kind of came up for me at the time. What's the opposite of the hesitation?
The draw.
Mm-hmm. The draw is that we can talk like this, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, this has really been an important friendship for me, and you watch what you wish for, because you were talking about trying to make me cry earlier and you might get some tears. You know, I generally feel, you know, in spite of what, you know, that hesitation that I just shared, I feel far more secure with you than I do with most people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the reason that, you know, when I, in that time that I spoke about, like, the reason that I was coming to you was because I trusted you so much. And, you know, that we still have these ETs is, I feel like, and I respect you so much as a person, as one who greatly values adventuring within, you know, and even when we have differences of opinion, I feel like at the end of the day, I always come away feeling okay about it, you know. There have been a couple of times that, you know, I've kind of like the next day or something, I'd be like, oh, Jennifer thinks I'm wrong. Like, no, you know. But then after a couple of days, it's like, you know, that's okay. What's true for me is what's true for me, and what's true for her is what's true for her. And I, you know, I get so much, you know, not everybody wants to sit around for 3 hours having existential talk, right. you know. Mm-hmm. We do. That's yeah, cool to I me, know. you
yeah,
know.
Totally.
So
Do you feel emotionally safe?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I do. I really do. And even when we have, you know, our things that, you know, we differ about, you know, at the end of the day, like, I definitely feel emotionally safe with you. And I know that, you know, you're always there for me and I'm always here for you.
Yay.
Yay.
How was that for you? I felt like it was, like, hard.
Hard for me?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
And the hesitations.
Yeah, you know, that's a hard thing to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that with, you know, you and I are sitting here face to face talking about the hesitation. You know, we're really close friends and talking about the hesitation that I would have in forming a close friendship with you. And, you know, this is not something that people do a lot of, you know, and it's cool. And, but it's always going to be a little bit hard, I think. And that's that uncomfortable, like willing to be uncomfortable, because I think that, you know, at the end, you move through, I move through, hopefully, ideally, move through the discomfort, and the reward is, you know, really cool feeling, or something, you know, I've grown, or I've learned something, or just pushed through something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
And I totally, this is my thing, I totally get that, what you were saying with the hesitation, because I feel that too, and I felt those times.
Yeah. And it's like, it's in the air. Like, I feel like we're kind of like there's a tumbleweed blowing by, and there's that like Western.
And it's like, okay. It's like, okay, I'll see you later. Bye. And like, yeah, so I totally get that. And I know that I am critical.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I hope, and I, that is actually when we're going to, I'm like, ooh, my thing is so like, I like wrote notes and shit, and like, I'm like, oh God, I can't say it. It's fucking too critical. But I am that way. So I'm glad that you can recognize that.
Yeah. And those are your beliefs.
Yeah, it is my beliefs.
And I have my beliefs.
Yeah. Which you're going to say right now.
Yeah. So I don't have mine written down.
Okay.
And I've been, you know, thinking about them a lot, you know, especially today, just some things that have been going on. And, you know, I think that my beliefs have changed a lot over time. And as we were talking about earlier, I think that, you know, some of my core beliefs that used to be really strong and just really dominating my inner landscape all the time have kind of faded, but they still rear their, you know, maybe kind of ugly heads in times that are really emotional or something like that. And, you know, I think that I have the core belief that that I am burdensome. It's funny. Mine are all negative.
Okay.
And I think that maybe I was trying to think of negative ones. Okay. Like somehow to me, I hear, we're going to do a belief about core exercise, core beliefs. And I'm like, oh, what bad things do I think about myself?
Okay.
So that's
interesting.
That's pretty interesting in and of itself.
I would say so too.
But yeah, definitely that I'm burdensome to other people. Uh-huh. And, you know, I feel guilty for taking, you know, and this is something that's not, you know, coming up all the time every day for me, whereas it probably used to. And now it comes up in more emotionally charged situations where I'm like, oh, I still think that, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a big one for me. And then, you know, being, you know, issues of worthiness, like I'm not worthy. I, in order to be, you know, a friend, in order to, you know, participate in this relationship, I have to be nice, or in order to, you know, participate in, you know, this situation in the world, I have to be smart, or I have to be funny, or whatever. And in, you know, I think, you know, kind of what's beneath that, and it's, you know, maybe I feel like I'm not worthy as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so I only have those two because I feel like they're pretty broad.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I do. I have another one.
Okay.
And it's a positive one.
All right.
And that is that I am a good person.
Okay.
And, you know, and I don't mean good as in, you know, good and bad are not my favorite words. And this kind of a contradiction to, see, this is where I'm at with my beliefs. They're kind of in contradiction. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay, so totally. I'm not worthy, but I'm a good person.
Yes.
That's weird, but you know. I think that's what's happening. And, you know, I don't mean like there are bad people out there and I'm a good person, but, you know, in my soul, at my base, like it's nice there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I try to bring that to other people, except when I'm on the 405 and, you know, things like that. So so that's those are my three, I think. And
okay.
A little bit of a mixed bag.
Okay. So I'm going to use your format and do the hesitations first. Oh, God.
Just say it.
I'm just going to say it. It's good that I fucking wrote it down.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Yeah.
And plus the time frame. Sorry, Robert, we might have to cut into the music. Okay. Okay, so for me, like we're already in a relationship.
Yes.
So I had to ask myself, like, what's my hesitation to deepen the relationship or get more intimate?
Mm-hmm.
And... because sometimes I do feel like I definitely, I mean, I hope, I know that I love and respect you on a very deep level.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some, and this is where I get tripped up about what's my shit and what's a resistance to be affectionate with you.
Oh.
And I was like, that's what the first thing I thought of. Is there some kind of like, it's not super easy for me to be affectionate with you. And that's, okay. Anyway, so, and the thing is like, I want to like look at you when I do it, but I have my notes.
You want to hold my hand?
Maybe after.
Okay.
We can cry into each other's arms. Okay. And one of the reasons why this is difficult for me is I think you kind of nailed it with your beliefs. Like I feel sometimes like you're fragile or something, or you think that you're fragile.
Mm-hmm.
I actually don't think you're fragile.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me hesitate in doing this. Like that was my main hesitation is like, I find myself trying to take care of your feelings.
Oh, yes. Maybe that's because I cry so much.
No, I think, well, because you've said before, like,
yeah,
that you feel like energy sucking,
you know? Yeah.
And so I feel, and I also know that you're hard on yourself, which is the other thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like, oh, I can't, I got to take, you know, like I have this thing.
Yeah.
And then there's also the flip side of that, which is like the scary Kelly.
Yeah. She's still in there.
Like
some
I feel
of
like
you may
one
have
of
met
your
her.
Like defense mechanisms is to like, is this way of like, immovability that you have, like you're immovable. And like that example you gave of the mirror exercise, you were like, nope. You know, and it's like, and like, I think I know when you're in that place and it's like, no, we got to end it. It's over.
Yeah.
So that might, one of my hesitations is like, I might end up dancing around it, you know, so I don't see the scary Kelly.
Yeah.
And this is also the Kelly that I see sometimes when you, interact with strangers, which I feel like is not like interacting, is more like I feel like they're invading your space.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I can think of a clear example from the other day.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And when I see that when when you're talking to that guy, you're just like, no, it's not happening.
You were trying to invite me in, and I was like,
yeah,
exactly. I don't know. Okay.
That's the immovable.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And so the main hesitations that I have, this is going to be hard to say, is that sometimes I don't always trust or believe you in certain ways.
Uh-huh.
Meaning like I don't always trust or believe that you'll be honest about your feelings towards me.
Oh.
That I don't always believe that you'll do what you say.
Uh-huh.
And I don't always trust or believe that you'll fight for our friendship. I use the word fight. I didn't know. Like,
interesting.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I can count on you 100% when I'm going through a crisis or having a problem. You will always call me back. No question about it. I know that. But the thing, I'm not always certain that you'll be there when I want to celebrate.
Yeah.
Like, when you came to my opening, I was sincere. I was like, so delighted, but it was surprising.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And with I think also like, if I become, sometimes I wonder if I never call Kelly or if I never initiate contact, she might not ever call me back or call me.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I feel like that.
Yeah.
And like that I could slip away.
Yeah.
So those are kind of my main hesitations for wanting to get.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me. And I think that I'm sure that some of that is about your stuff, but I know that some of it is about my stuff too, because I know that, you know, and especially that last hesitation that you mentioned, I think is very interesting because, you know, I'm not a fair weather friend. I'm a bad weather friend in a lot of ways. And it's like, if the shit, you know, goes down, I'll be there.
100%.
You know?
No doubt.
And then on the day-to-day things, you know, I say I'm going to read this or I'll, you know, yeah, forward me this article. I'll read it and we'll talk about it. And, you know, a month later, I'm like, oh, yeah, I didn't do that, you know? And that's, and you know, that's a lot of my stuff. And I recognize that. And, you know, and I appreciate you being honest about that. And
do I get to see the draws yet?
What?
Can I see the draws?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that, that was even coming.
Like, well, that's it. Yeah, you only get the bad stuff, Kelly.
Which core belief is saying that?
Okay, so the things that I'm drawn to you is that I do trust you on many levels. I trust that you will listen intently and fully without trying to fix it, without trying to judge it, without trying to interject or direct it. Mm-hmm. Like, I totally trust that. I trust that you understand on a deep, like almost psychic level, like the things that I tell you. Mm-hmm. I trust in our ability to connect with one another. Mm-hmm. Like it feels very real to me. I trust that when you are engaged, like you really are engaged, like you're really interested. Like when we're together, I feel like you really are interested in what we're talking about. I think you have a unique ability to make people feel incredibly comfortable. Like you have a soothing aspect to you, and you are probably one of the people that I like. I tell you shit that I don't really tell other people, and it's because I feel safe and I feel comfortable. I think you're incredibly smart, and you can grasp concepts that are like ephemeral or intangible or like ineffable, as you would say.
My favorite
word. And the last thing is, I think that you have one of the most beautiful smiles that I have ever seen, and that when you smile, it's like,
now you're gonna make it
so inviting and warm. Like it lights up. Aww. I think myself and you light up, and I think it totally lights up like whoever you're around.
That's really nice. So. Thank you.
And I totally feel emotionally safe with you, even more so now.
Yeah. So. Yeah, completely. And I think that, you know, of course I can't imagine a relationship really of any sort where two people would enter in and not have any kind of hesitation about, you know, getting closer or whatever. And, you know, I think it's really pretty cool and special that we can, you know, just sit here face to face, like, you know, a foot and a half away from each other and say that, you know, and I think that's really neat, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you too.
I really do. I think you're like amazing. I really do. And I couldn't think of anyone I would want to do this exercise live on the air with.
Yeah, right? Well, thank you. I love you, too. Thank you for having me.
Yay. So are you ready for the song that we sing together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, everybody out there who's not a baby, close your ears. I only sing to babies.
Okay, do you want to talk about the hesitation or whatever that you're having with the song that we sing together?
I don't like singing.
Because?
For people that aren't babies, because I don't have the best singing voice in the world, and I feel like, you know, babies, when they laugh when I sing, I believe it to be that it's out of joy, not mocking. So but I'm very nervous about any time that singing happens.
Yeah, and I think that's
with anyone over the age of 4.
Right, and that's like, you know, one of the biggest fears, I think I mentioned it on the show, is like the fear of being kind of humiliated.
Yeah.
And karaoke is one of the most frightening things for some people.
Yeah.
And what I'm hoping with this is like, because I don't think I sing that great. And I mean, I don't sing that great. And it's to me, it's like the feeling that I get when singing it, you know, and like it feels really good to me. Mm-hmm. So that's
yeah,
what I'm,
no, I sing in the car, you know, I love singing to the babies. I really do.
Yeah.
I work with a lot of babies. I don't just walk up to babies on the street and sing to them.
Be like, hey, baby, listen to me. That. Okay. So the song that we sing together is That's What Friends Are For by Dionne Warwick and Friends. And you can Google the lyrics right now, or you can go to the Adventures Within K-Chung Tumblr at adventureswithin.kchungradio.org. And the lyrics for the song we sing together are posted there right now. The song is That's What Friends Is For. Mm. So I dedicate the song to you, Kelly.
And I dedicate it right back at you.
Okay. I wrote here, for being my friend, a friend that I can honestly trust with my soul.
Yeah, you can.
And I also, it's not laughable, it's true.
Okay.
Okay. No, I mean, I'm talking to myself. I shouldn't laugh at that. And I also want to dedicate the song to Robert Watkins, my partner on the show. Robert and I went to grad school together, but it is through this experience of working on this radio show together that I've really gotten to know him. So thank you for Robert for trusting me and for also being someone that I can trust. And again, I apologize. We went over. So sorry for the music. So we're going to sing the song. So everyone get ready. That's what friends are for. I put my headphones on.
Will we hear the music playing and the song and the singer singing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So good. It'll be.
Watch your ears, Solomon.
Thought I'd feel this way, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try. Can remember. Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for. For good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore.
This sweat is for you, Kelly. I sweat for you.
My first memory of Jennifer, you were singing along with some headphones on while you're typing on your typewriter, and you were just going at it on the typing and the singing. It was very admirable.
Oh, man. These headphones don't work, by the way, Solomon.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, they work, but I couldn't tell the volume
you
of
couldn't
it.
You hear anything other than yourself
Yeah,
singing?
Exactly. And I was like, am I too loud? Because I finally listened to the show, and uh-huh. I listened to this segment, and the last show, I was like, I don't want it to be the song that Jennifer Moon sings. And mm-hmm. I listened to it, I'm like, what's the song that Jennifer Moon sings? Because I'm really loud. But hopefully I wasn't that loud. Okay, anyways, so, now it's time for Robert's music. And... was probably, unfortunately, going to get cut off. But the good thing is that Robert has all his playlists on his website. And the thing is, like, I'm kind of sad about this because Robert caters his playlist to reflect each topic of the show, mm-hmm. and he put a lot of thought into this one. I hope that you guys listen to the whole thing. And you can find a complete list of all the music played tonight, as well as links to websites featuring the bands he plays and places to purchase their music on Robert's website at robertdwatkins.com. That's D as in, like, David. Although I don't know if that's his middle name or dog. Anyways.
Donald.
Yeah, or Donald, yeah. Under
Doorknob.
Under links, go to links, and then Adventures Within is the second link listed. So here we go.
Oh,
listen when you speak. You quote the time I wrote the scene. My hands were covered in your sheets. I'm tired, but you're not in my dreams. Forget that face. Give me a reason to sleep and not say. One day we will stay in one place. Do you know when I read, it was strange that you said. My eyes could not pretend. I need to know you won't forget. Do you listen when you speak? You quote the time I wrote the scene. My hands were covered in your sheets. I'm tired, but you're not in my dreams. I am too tired, keep you away. I wouldn't ever forget that face. Give me a reason to sleep and not say. One day we will stay in one place.
Me. Better keep it in.
been listening to Adventures Within. This has been a production of Faction 2 of The Revolution. For more information on The Revolution, visit jmoon.net. You can also find The Revolution on Facebook. Join us on our new day and time, the fourth Sunday of the month, at 7 p.m. for another episode of Adventures Within.